We began yesterday with sharing some prayer requests for my wife, Peggy, and son, Michael, in Liberia, West Africa. I'm going to start with that again. Thanks so much to Bob in Rice Lake, who said, a beautiful message this morning to start the morning show with prayer for Peggy and Michael. And he noted it as well. Never forget, we closed yesterday's first thoughts with the great adventure from Stephen Curtis Chapman. We fit in with our Bob Goff Devo, and he's like, I'll never forget that wedding with the beginning of the great adventure played by the late, great Steve Snyder. Yeah, I miss that guy. He was awesome. Hard to believe he's been gone more than 5 years, 5.5 years. Yeah, time flies, doesn't it? It sure does. All right, well, yeah, today, Peggy made this prayer calendar, so I did not talk to her yesterday. I knew she had a Teamwork Africa Liberia board meeting yesterday afternoon. We didn't talk last night, so hopefully today. But for September 10th, she says, please pray for our Teamwork Africa staff, Francis, Rosalind, A.B., he's our, we call him chief driver, Ophelia, Angeline, and Richard. I think Angeline does some of the trauma counseling with the girls, which has been so impactful, and Richard is a gift and a blessing. So they all are. So that would be great to lift them up today. I was texting some with Michael after 8 last night, meant it was after 1 in the morning. He texted me, how's it going? And so we were touching base a little bit. But Caleb and I, throughout the morning today, with tomorrow marking 25 years since that worst attack on American soil, September 11th, 2001. Speaking of time flying, right? 25 years. Boom, like that, gone. Didn't mean to say boom. But anyhow, that was a horrible day. I remember being part of the morning show with my buddy Matt Selvig in those early days. And I think about that now. Yeah, it's interesting because sometimes I'll think he and I worked 02 to 09. But no, it must have been 01. We had just started working together in August of 2001. And then here it was September 11th, 2001 in this horrible attack. We've got some audio we'll be sharing throughout the morning, 30 different sound bites, and starting with the natural sound after the planes hit the World Trade Center. The New York Daily News acquired what's believed to be the only uninterrupted audio recording of the plane slamming into the World Trade Center. As the plane hit one of the towers, a man is heard on the tape saying there was an explosion.
That was an explosion. That was an explosion.
Also, some natural sound at the Pentagon. Tough day, a tough day, one of the toughest in American history. This day, 25 years ago, tomorrow. We'll do more after 6:45 this morning here on WWIB. In the meantime, as we get started this morning on the WIB Wake Up Show, this day in history, besides kind of previewing what happened tomorrow historically, in 1955 on this day, yeah, Gunsmoke premiered on TV on CBS just a few years after the popular Western had debuted on radio. The TV series starring James Arness as Marshal Matt Dillon ran for the next 20 years. My dad loved that show. I want to say it was on Monday nights. That's what I recall. But yeah, he was a big fan. I'm going back even, you know, I was just before being 8 years old, we moved from Milwaukee to Wauwatosa, and I can still remember him settling in Milwaukee. So that means, you know, 7 or younger. Settling in to watch Marshall, Matt Dillon, Kitty, and Festus, and Gunsmoke. All right, finally, our morning Devo from Bob Goff's Living Grace, Walk in Love for September 10th, titled, The More Beauty We Find in Someone Else's Life, the Less We'll Want to Compare It to Our Own. Proverbs 18:24, one who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin, but there's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Bob Goff says, my friend Doug has been by my side through some of the best mischief. He was there when I used to shoot BB guns as a teenager, including the time he shot me and then tended to my wound with gum and leaves. He's also the friend who introduced me to Jesus. He told me God became friends with messed up people like him, and I thought if God accepted Doug, maybe he'd accept me too. Goff says, Doug and I have been buddies through high school and college during our years as camp counselors and then as young professionals. We stood by each other on our wedding days, and we've played pranks on each other in the decades since. Doug and I have seen each other at our best and worst and everything in between. He says, people often ask what makes for great friendships. I think a big part of it is choosing to celebrate one another rather than competing. Every time people around us succeed, jealousy tries to get our attention. It says we deserve the blessings they received. It tells us we should be noticed too, and probably more. When we stop celebrating with them and start comparing ourselves to them, resentment creeps in and puts wedges between us. Goff closes by saying, my friends and I see one another as cheerleaders, screaming for the winning goal and encouraging when the inevitable loss happens. The more beauty we find in someone else's life, the less we'll want to compare it to our own. Today's closing question, who's your greatest cheerleader? Today is September 10th, and so Celebration Day, September 10th. So I do not see one for today. We've got one for September 24th, and we had one yesterday for Molly Moline. Well, let's see. This would be, I don't know if we mentioned this, but so today is the 10th, Thursday the 10th, and we're doing our kind of 25th anniversary remembrance of 9/11. Playing a lot of audio, including around 6:45. But yeah, this is from Bob, and this is for Javen Nord from a couple of days ago. Congratulations, Javen, on passing your driving exam. And now you have your driver's license. Javen's a hardworking young man. He's very athletic and is a strong, positive leader in the Maranatha youth group. Bob says that Javen is always looking to lend a hand as he encourages those around him. Congratulations, Javen. Yeah, don't take that for granted. Passing that driving test, there's all sorts of, you know, mess-ups, mistakes you can make that would keep it from being granted to you. So way to go, Javen, and way to go, Bob, by taking advantage of wib.com/celebration so we could all be in on the fun. Today, another dark day, because it was a year ago today that Charlie Kirk was assassinated at Utah Valley State, and so wow, just 31 years old. He was a host of a show that we were carrying, a nationally syndicated show on WOGO. Well, today is the eve of the 25th anniversary of that worst attack on U.S. soil that happened September 11th, 2001. Now, some of us are too young to remember and maybe have seen the videos and read about it, but others of us lived through it in real time. And throughout this morning's WIB Wake Up Show, today we're taking time to remember and reflect with audio from the day or even a decade later, as we'll cover here. And Stephen Curtis Chapman was on Fox and Friends yesterday talking about how he lived through it and a song that he performed as well. We've got that coming up for you here on WIB. But here is some natural sound of the rescue efforts from that day 25 years ago tomorrow. And here you can hear people believing that they have found some people alive in the rubble.
Jerry! God!
Yeah, when we think about terrorism, that really, I mean, the ultimate in terms of hijacked airplanes, right? Commercial airliners flown not one, but two into the World Trade Center building. And then to have the building collapse and the other collapse. And then the strikes, and that wasn't it, right? I mean, it was later the Pentagon in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And pretty quickly, Osama bin Laden was identified as the mastermind of this, but he was not taken out until a decade later. Here is President Obama announcing the death of bin Laden in 2011.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda. and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children.
President Obama, on that day, with that announcement, reflecting on 9/11, when announcing the death of bin Laden 10 years later.
The images of 9/11 are seared into our national memory. Hijacked planes cutting through a cloudless September sky. The Twin Towers collapsing to the ground. Black smoke billowing up from the Pentagon. The wreckage of Flight 93 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so some tough memories for sure. And Stephen Curtis Chapman was on Fox and Friends yesterday reflecting on some of it as well.
My wife and I and our newly adopted daughter were in Washington, D.C. on 9/11. We watched the smoke rising from the Pentagon. We dealt with, you know, so much of that right in the middle of it. And so it was very fresh for me. And a year later, all of those memories were coming back. Mm-hmm. And I just, I was sitting on my tour bus. We were coming into town into New York City. And I was watching all the coverage. And I just, yeah, I took out a piece of paper and just really started kind of pouring my heart out on a page. That's how I process life through the years. My songs that I've written or my journal entries. And it just was what I felt like I needed to say as a brother, as a friend, as an American, and so thankful that I get to share it again.
What do you hope people take from it?
You know, the song's called Remember the Day, and we're all going to remember. But I think what I hope is that we will remember the way we came together. We just need unity, and there was so much that happened around that brought us together. Mm-hmm. And we saw, as I say in the song, the power we have when we're one, which we are. And I hope that maybe in one little tiny way, this song will help while we remember, while we pray, while we comfort and continue to pray for that. It'll also help us remember we are one nation and there is power when we just, you know, look past what divides us to what
I know your faith is so strong, Stephen. We grew up listening to your Christian music. Mm-hmm. Thank you all so much for blessing all of us. And I know you've lost a child. So many people on 9/11 lost their babies, there was a nursery in the basement. Some people lost their sons, daughters. And so we're thinking about them. Will you perform for us?
Absolutely.
Take it away.
Thank you all so much.
Remember the day, the first signs of trouble, the dust and the rubble. Unspeakable loss. Remember the day, the courage and valor they ran to the towers at such a great cost. And remember the day how we were shaken and our hearts awakened to what matters most. And remember the day, flags that were waving, something awakened in our broken hearts. And remember the way, a flood of compassion swept through our nation and lit up the dark. And remember the day that brought us together and showed us the power. Remember the day, the scarred and the broken, words left unspoken, and songs left unsung. And remember to pray for comfort and healing, for wisdom and leading, till the journey is done.
This morning, on the eve of the worst attack on American soil It happened September 11th, 2001. We're remembering with some of the sound from the day or related sound. And Caleb, we continue.
Again, this goes back to that day almost 25 years ago, 9/11/2001. Joe Bartlett, a New York Morning Drive news anchor, gives live reaction.
Oh my God, Ed, another plane just hit the World Trade Center. Another plane. It was a medium-sized plane. Unbelievable. It was a, it would look like, oh my God, this is a deliberate act, Ed. This plane flew directly into the second World Trade Center. A huge flame and conflagration just broke out.
We were live on the radio that day as well. I remember in the 8 o'clock news hearing reporter Bob Agnew, who's still with SRN, reporting on that. And things continued to unfold throughout the morning. Here, survivor Rita Calvo was a high school student on 9/11/01 and lived in downtown at the time.
I went to my first class. It must have been about 9:15 at this point. And my teacher told us, he's like, two planes have crashed in the World Trade Center. They're both passenger airliners. It looks like terrorism. Someone did it on purpose. He said, I'm going to put the radio on. And that was the first I had heard it.
Calvo further remembers that day.
There's a woman talking on the radio and she stopped. And I just hear a roar and screaming. She was like, it seems that there's been a collapse. And all I could see in my head was that tower falling north directly onto my house. And every single person in my class turned to look at me because I was the only person in there that lived downtown. But everything was okay. It didn't fall on the house.
The New York firefighter Adrienne Walsh was off duty on that dreaded day, but responded to the World Trade Center with the second wave of firefighters.
You could see Manhattan and then not see Manhattan, and all of a sudden I looked up and there was just this explosion of confetti in the air, and I couldn't see anything else because at this point I had inched behind a loft building again, and of course the radio came on and interrupted and said that there had been reports of a plane going into the Trade Center.
And survivor Bruno Dellinger details his experience.
Very little people have heard the sound of plane engines when they're at full strength flying up in the sky. It's one sound that haunted me on occasions, and then the hit. I was not panicked whatsoever. There was no alarm, no call to evacuate the building. And suddenly, I felt the urge to go.
And finally, then President George W. Bush addressed the nation that day.
America and our friends and allies join with all those who want peace and security in the world, and we stand together to win the war against terrorism. Tonight, I ask for your prayers for all those who grieve. None of us will ever forget this day, yet we go forward to defend freedom and all that is good and just in our world.
Some of the sounds from that dreaded day 25 years ago, tomorrow, on the eve of that observance and remembrance here on WWIB. It's the worst attack in American history, and it happened 25 years ago tomorrow. The September 11th attacks were a series of four coordinated terrorist attacks by the extremist group Al-Qaeda against the United States. You know the attacks in the Twin Towers, the Pentagon, and Shanksville, Pennsylvania, with nearly 3,000 people losing their life.
This is Chief Robert Gray, an expert in rescuing survivors in collapsed buildings and other high-risk situations. He led a technical rescue team in its search for survivors and the recovery of victims at the Pentagon.
We heard that there was a plane that went down beside the Pentagon. By the time we reached Arlington, we were very clear that there had been a plane that had gone into the Pentagon. My thought was just, this just feels so evil, you know, that somebody has done this, and they did it with a loaded plane. I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Survivor Diane DeFontis was the first person to arrive at her job in a law firm on the 89th floor of the North Tower.
When I got into my office, I took one last look out the window and then went to my desk. Then all of a sudden, this bang happened. The bang and being thrown out of my chair and having the door partially open, it like all happened at the same time.
And here's dispatch audio from that.
It looked like the plane was aiming towards the building. Transmitter third alarm. We're at the staging area at Vesey and West Street. Have the third alarm assignment go into that area. Second alarm assignment report to the building, okay?
This first responder gave his account.
I came that morning and I did not return home for 6 days. I lost two firefighter nephews. I told my family that I would stay until I could find any information about them. 6 days went by. I had no information. I would return many more times during the cleanup and recovery in the following 9 months.
And more of that first responder giving his point of view.
I live on Staten Island and I could see the World Trade Center. I came in by ferry and tried to help and do whatever I could do. I knew that it would be overwhelming, and I knew that thousands of people would perish that day. It was hard to comprehend, surreal, if that's the correct word.
And finally, wrapping up our 9/11 remembrance audio on the eve of the 25th anniversary, then President George W. Bush giving a speech on a bullhorn.
The people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon. Everybody who is here, thank you for your hard work. Thank you for making the nation proud. And may God bless America.
It was a dark day. It was a tough day. It was a very harrowing day. And it's hard to believe it was 25 years ago tomorrow.
Again, continuing to remember, important to remember, as terrible as that day was a quarter century ago, important to remember the helpers, right? As Mr. Mm-hmm. Rogers says, look for the helpers. Look for the heroes.
Boy.
And we see even in one of those darkest days in our nation's history, the heroism, the courage, the resilience that came out of that day 25 years ago tomorrow.